Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the prophetic experience, where the word of the Lord comes alive, with nationally known prophet Laron Matthews. Prophet Matthews has prophesied to Kurt Franklin, Ty Trebet, Bishop Rance Allen, many world leaders, just to name a few. And he welcomes the international world and families to his ministry. He recognized the pains, hurts, disappointment, and needs of the people through love, faith, prayer, and communication. God has anointed Prophet Matthews to be able to meet the challenges of a generation and people searching for an authentic message that reaches a pressure-filled life with the strength of God's love for them. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the service. God bless you.
Hey, Paul.
Yeah, Rance.
You know, I've been thinking the last few weeks, man, about how good God has been to me.
Well,
and I've come to the conclusion that if he doesn't do anything else,
he's
already done
enough. I feel you, Rance. Help me sing this. Come on, let's sing.
If there's no tomorrow, girl.
Oh, yes.
If there's no tomorrow. He woke me up early this morning.
Oh, Lordy.
And he started me on my way.
But let me help you, son.
He gave me the strength just to make it through another day. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Yes, he's been good to us. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. He woke us up this morning, clothing our right mind, the mind to know who we are, who we belong to. We belong to the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. He's the reason for this season, and we come to lift him up today. His word says, if I be lifted up, I will draw all men unto me. So we come to lift him up this morning and praise him, hallelujah, for the Lamb of God. And we just bless his name today. We welcome you, Holy Spirit, to rule and reign in our lives another awesome day. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. Saturate your presence, Lord God. Your glory, saturate your services on today. From the pulpit to the back door, from the back door to the children's church, Lord God. Have your way this awesome Sunday morning. Oh, we come to bless your name today, Father. Because without you, Father, we are nothing. Without you, Father, we can do nothing. But with you, we can do all things through Christ to strengthen us. So we thank you for strength today, because you've been good to each and every one of us. And we say thank you. Oh, come bless the Lord with me today. Bless the Lord, oh my soul. Everything in me will praise the Lord. This is the day the Lord has made, and I choose to rejoice and be glad in it. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. And we say thank you, Father. Oh, we bless his name today. We thank him for his healing power, saturating in this hour. May he be continuously glorified. In the midst of our storm, we can yet still praise him, because he's awesome, he's mighty, and he's faithful, and he's wonderful. Oh, bless the Lord with me this morning. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. We plead the blood of Jesus over this line today to drive out every spirit that's not of the Holy Spirit, and welcome the Holy Spirit to rule and reign. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. We lift up the sick and the shut in on today and ask him to have his way today. In the name of Jesus, creating miracles on today. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. If it had not been for him, where would I be this day? Have your way, Lord God. Can't nobody do it like you. Can't nobody do it but you. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. And we lift up all the sick and the shut in all over the universe today, Lord God. We thank you for creating miracle signs and wonders today, Lord God. We thank you for a breaker anointing saturating this line today. Have your way, Lord God. In your precious Son, Jesus' name, I pray. Amen, amen, and hallelujah to the Lamb of God. We love you, Lord. We need you, Lord, and we're nothing without you. Amen.
Yes, Father. Father, we give you the glory. We honor you, Lord God, in the beauty of your holiness. We thank you even now, Lord God, for your sweetness that you will bestow upon us, O Father. We thank you even now for the joy, Lord God, that you have beset in us, the peace, Lord God, that you will sustain us with. We thank you even now, Lord God, for the love that you will pour down on the inside. We thank you even now that your name, Lord God, is forever being exalted. God, we thank you right now, Lord God, in the name of Yeshua, as we come before you, Lord God, with bowed down hearts, as we come before you, Lord God, and Lord God, lifting up and exalting your name, as we come before you, Lord God, with a shout of victory, as we come before you, Lord God, declaring your word, that your word is the same yesterday and today and forever, that it changes not, as we come before you, Lord God, and lifting up, Lord God, your people, as we thank you even now, Lord God, as you're drawn by your spirit, as we thank you now, Lord God, because you said, Lord God, if my people that are called by my name, if we will but humble ourselves and begin to pray, you said, turn from our wicked ways and begin to seek your face, then shall we hear from heaven and you would heal the land. We thank you now, Lord God, as we set in preparation for the Lord of glory to return, the Lion of Judah who will come and manifest justice. Oh God, we thank you even now, Lord God, let your name be forever glorified. Let your name be forever lifted up and exalted. We thank you even now, Lord God, as we assign the 91st Psalm, Lord God, that will cover and protect each and every one of your people. We thank you right now as your word has bestowed upon us, Lord God, that you have not given us a spirit of fear, but you say power, love, and a sound mind. Thank you right now for your word, Lord God, that have said, Lord God, you have given us power over all the power of the enemy. There is not a certain portion or a specific portion, but you said over all, Lord God, because it wouldn't be by our doing, but it's by the Holy Spirit that dwells within, that you have given us to stand, that you have given us to tread, that you've given us to march, that you've given us to shout, that you've given us, Lord God, that we can hold up our hands before you, Lord God, and declare that you are Lord of lords and King of kings. Besides you, there is none other. We thank you even now, Lord God. As you were given to us, Lord God, what to do with that which you would assign to our hearing, that we would take that, Lord God, and bring it into manifestation of those who have not heard, that they would have an opportunity to hear in the name of Yeshua your word, O Father. But you said, Lord God, it shall come to the four corners, then shall the end be manifested, O God, according to what we know. But Father God, we thank you right now that there is one, the line of Judah, that shall return. And oh, Father God, we thank you right now that he comes as a conquering, Lord God, a conquering king. And Lord God, we thank you right now, Lord God, as we give your name to glory, oh Father, as we stand together as one, Lord God, to pull down, Lord God, to pluck up, to root out, to build and establish. We thank you right now as your word has declared not to be afraid of their faces, or you will confound us before them. We thank you right now that you have called us, Lord God, to obey your commands, oh Father, in the name of Yeshua. And oh Father God, you have given us a destiny, oh God, in the name of Yeshua, concerning your word, oh Father. And we give your glory, we give you all the glory, all the honor, and all the praise. We thank you right now, Lord God, as we pull down the altars of darkness, down the altars, Lord God, in the name of Yeshua, of the Moabites, of the Amorites, oh God, of the Horites, oh Father, in the name of Yeshua, of anything, Lord God, that have aligned itself in the name of Yeshua, that have slithered itself in the name of Yeshua, that came by another name, Lord God, but you revealed what it was, oh Father, in the name of Yeshua. Oh, Father God, every Grecian mythology, oh, Father, every Asian, Lord God, spirit that would assign itself, Lord God, that would creep up, oh, God, everything that will be assigned from the coastal areas, Lord God, and the demigods, we pull down every facet of it in the name of Yeshua, not accepting not one part of it in the name of Yeshua, the queen of the coast, we pull it down in the name of Yeshua, every thing that is assigned against the kingdom of the living God, we pull down those altars in the name of Yeshua, even as the Lord himself, in the name of Yeshua, pulled down and caused Dagon to be on his face. Oh God, we pull down every altar, every grove, every sodomite house, we pull it down. The idolatrous priest that does slither in, Lord God, to, Lord God, cause, Lord God, the sensuousness to be throughout the temple. We pull it down. We decree that the Lord of glory, he's a master and he's king, and his anointing that destroys every yoke in the name of Yeshua. Father, we thank you now as you're destroying the works of darkness, oh God, that which will come by another name, but we expose it for what it is. Everything is in the name of the Lord. Thy God, we pull it down and we decree victory in the name of Yeshua. Every lying and wonder, we pull it down. We decree victory in the name of Yeshua. Father God, we thank you even now and we bless your name both now and forever. We say that you are the Almighty. You are the Lord of Lords. You are the King of Kings. You are the Master. Oh God, we thank you even now. Father God, we give your name the glory. We thank you for the victory in this hour, and we magnify your name. Everything, Lord God, that caused, Lord God, us to move and be a part of a culture or people that was not of your ways, not of your thoughts, not of your mind, we pull it down and we decree you and you alone are master, you and you alone are savior, you and you alone are redeemer, and by size you, there is none other. They may come as the name of a little god, but they will be crushed as a little God, in the name of Yeshua. And Father God, we give your name the glory. Mashiach's anointing is going in the midst, and we thank you even now, Father. We magnify your name, and we glorify you forever. The shackles and the chains, the bondages, we pull it down. The bands of wickedness, we pull it down in the name of Yeshua. That snake that would align itself up the spinal column, we pull it down. We command you destroyed every psychic power. We pull you down. We decree and declare that the Lord God Almighty, he's alone a Savior, Master, and Redeemer. And besides him, there is none other. We decree that our Father, our Master, our Savior, our Redeemer is the Lord of Lords and the King of Kings. And Father God, we bless your name both now and forever. We glorify you. We magnify you. And we thank you now for the freedom that you're bestowing, Lord God, that you're causing to move in the midst of us. God, we thank you. We thank you forever. We thank you. Father, we give your name the glory. We give your name the glory forever, forever, forever. You are magnified.
Prophet Laron Matthews and Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministries would like to thank you for your prayers and support. Prophet Matthews invites you to become a monthly partner to help reach souls of the nations all around the world. As a monthly partner with Prophet Laron Matthews and Restoration Foundation, Prophetic International Ministries, you will be a vital part of the powerful end-time army that God is raising up to bring salvation, healing, and deliverance to the nations of this world. To help accomplish our God-ordained vision, you can sow your seed at www.WeRestoreYou.org. That's WeRestoreU.org. Or call 708-377-6774. Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministries is a 501c3 tax-exempt ministry. God bless you.
You have reached Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministry, located at 231 East 146th Street, Harvey, Illinois, where Dr. Laron Matthews is the senior pastor. I'm sorry your call can't be answered at this time, but your call is very important. Please leave your name, your number, and a brief message, and your call will be returned. If you desire to join us for service, our schedule is as follows. Sunday school starts at 9:30 a.m. until 10:45 a.m. Sunday at 11 a.m., it's the worship experience. Tuesday night at 7 p.m., prophetic teaching. Thursday night at 7 p.m., prophetic prayer. Time of intimacy with the Lord. Fourth Friday night at 7 p.m., monthly prophetic explosion service. Go to our website at www.WeRestoreYou.org or email us at WeRestoreYou@Yahoo.com.
That steals my voice, the confusion that arrests my life, so I can't even make a choice. Life seems so loud, I've been too proud. So Lord, what do I do? I just need a word from you. Oh, I need a word. Tell me which way to turn. I need a word. Tell me which way I should go. Bad news, light just darkened my day. My family is in need, and I just can't seem to make a way. Oh, life seems so loud, and I've been too proud, but I'm asking you now. Tell me which way to turn. I need a word. Tell me which way I should go. I need a word. Tell me what should I do, Lord. I need a word. I need a word from you. Drown out the noise. Let me hear your against me shall be able to prosper. Drown out the noise. Let me hear your voice. I need a word from you.
Good morning, and we welcome each and every one of you to the Sunday Morning Prophetic Experience, where the Word of the Lord, it truly comes alive with our overseer and teacher, Dr. LaRon Matthews. If this is your first time visiting the Sunday Morning Prophetic Experience, we extend a very special welcome to each and every one of you. If you desire to know more about the ministry, please feel free to visit the ministry website at www.werestoretheletteru.org, or you can email us at laronmatthewsministries@gmail.com. Also, please keep in mind, we wish you a happy holiday season. And if you desire to give a gift this year, please consider purchasing the book, Love the Unfinished Chapter, written by our very own Dr. LaRon Matthews. You can purchase that book as well from the ministry website, also from Amazon.com as well. This morning, we have a special guest, Dr. Bobby England. He's the CEO and he's the Chief Executive Officer for Bobby England Ministries and for Holy Ghost House of God in the great city of sanctified Selma, Alabama. God bless you, Dr. England. It is in your hands this morning.
Good morning, everyone. We are so grateful and so thankful to be in here this morning, and we thank God for Prophet LaRon Matthews and for his entire staff and for this opportunity to bring a word on this great morning. Our scripture reading for this morning is, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth on him should not perish but have everlasting life. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved." Our scripture comes from the Gospel as recorded by St. John, the third chapter, verse 16 and 17. Jesus is the reason for this season. So many people in the world today are celebrating the greatest gift that mankind ever received. we receive the gift of Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. Many people have refused to accept this gift. But if you would like to have life and have life more abundantly, I encourage you to accept God's greatest gift to mankind, which is Jesus. It's amazing that God loved us so much that he was willing to give us the very best he had, the lamb that was slain from the foundation of the world. The Bible teaches us that Jesus was born in Bethlehem. Jesus was born of a virgin. Mary was an espoused wife, being great with child, and on this day they carried her and Joseph took a trip to Bethlehem. And in Bethlehem they found no room in the inn for them. So the Bible teaches us in Luke, the second chapter, that she had to go to a stable. And she delivered Jesus the Christ in a manger. A manger is a trough where the animals eat their food. The Bible says, and she brought forth her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger because there was no room for them in the inn. And my brothers and sisters, whatever we are doing for Christmas, find time to first allow Jesus to come into your heart. The Bible teaches us in Psalms 24, who shall stand before the holy throne? He that had clean hands and a pure heart. It is so important today that we open up our hearts in the midst this Christmas season and allow Jesus to come in and lead us and guide us and direct us and order our steps in his words. And as we prepare for Christmas, I want you to be reminded that the shepherds even came and they bowed down and worship him. This verse says, and there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And God sent his angels, and the Lord came to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were so afraid, and the angel told them to fear not. For behold, I bring good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For to you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. Oh, my God. And this shall be a sign to you. Ye shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly, with the angels, a multitude of heavenly hosts praising and saying, glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace and goodwill toward men. And it came to pass that the angels was gone away, and the shepherds made their journey to Bethlehem to see what God had done. I want you to know today that they bowed down and they worshiped our Lord and Savior Jesus the Christ. And as I thought about just on yesterday, I was thinking about how the great psalmist wrote, when we come before the presence of God, he said, make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that hath made us and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. For the Lord is good, his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endures to all generations. Here today we find that for God so loved the world that he gave his only, I want you to get that, his only begotten son, so that he could bridge us back to him. When Adam and Eve sinned in the Garden of Eden, man was separated from God, and God provided Jesus. He bridged back the gap, and because of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, my brothers and sisters, we are able to go to God. Jesus now sits on the right-hand side of God. And it goes on to say, as in John, that he that believeth on him is not condemned. But he that believeth not is condemned already, because he hath not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. And this is the condemnation, that light is come into the world and men love darkness rather than light because their deeds were evil. For everyone that doeth evil hateth the light, neither cometh to the light, lest his deeds should be reproved. But he that doeth truth come to the light, that his deeds may be made manifested, that they are wrought in God. Many people have refused to come to that light. They've refused to come to Jesus. And everywhere I go, I tell people to come as you are. You may be weary, wounded, and sad, but you could find in Jesus a resting place. Jesus is God-like and God is Christ-like. Jesus is the Word made flesh. And in order today to live a creative and constructive life, we must know Jesus as our personal Savior. My brothers and sisters, I thank God today for loving us. I thank God today for giving us the best. Oh my God, he gave us his very best. Many of us going to pass gifts out, but we've already received the greatest gift. And all we have to do is, in Romans, the 10th chapter, starting around the 9th verse, it says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shall believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For the scripture says that whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed, for there is no difference between the Jew and the Greek, for the same Lord is over all. God love everybody. And he said, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. We must come today and accept this greatest gift. I'm thankful today that Jesus loved us. so much that he was willing to let everything in heaven go. And I ask you today, on this Christmas season, to give everything you got to God, because he says to love the Lord thine God with all thine heart, with all thy soul, and with all your might. I want you to give it up for God today. Everything. I want you to, this season, to be so thankful. In that Psalm 100, it talks about come before his presence and be thankful. Thanksgiving is a part of Christmas. My brothers and sisters, I want you to understand that when we stand before God, we must show him our gratitude, show him our thankfulness, because everything that we enjoy in this life come from God. This very air that we breathe, the breath that we take, our life, our food, our shelter, our homes, everything that we enjoy is because of God. And every day when I rise in the morning, I thank him for waking me up this morning. I thank him for the food. And every day I thank him for our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, because he didn't have to do it, but he did it because of love. I love that song that says, love lifted me. My brothers and sisters, I want to invite you to Jesus Christ today. I want to ask you to open your heart. Give him room during this season. Open your heart and let him in and share with someone. So many times we share in gifts, and the greatest gift that we could share with someone is Jesus. Tell them that he's the way, the truth, and the life, that no man cometh to the Father but by him. In order to get to the Father, we must know Jesus as our personal Savior. And everyone that Jesus called, he called publicly. And he said, if you be ashamed to own me before men, I'll be ashamed to own you before my Father. I want you to come as you are. Ask him to fill you with his holy presence, and he'll fill you with the Spirit of God. He'll give you wisdom and understanding and knowledge that you never even known of before. The Bible encouraged us every day to take our affairs over to God, and whatever you need is in Jesus. Take it over to God. Give your affairs. Give your concerns. Give it over to God and let him work it out. Those things that we've been striving for too long that we can't work it out, take it to the altar and leave it there. And that greatest gift, the Son of the living God, could work it out while you're messing with it. But many times, many people will bring it to the altar. They say they leave it there, but they take it back with them because they're worried about it. And one other thing I want to encourage everyone to do today is to forgive everyone who ever did anything to you, dead or alive. No matter what someone of sin against you, lied on you, scandalized your name, talked about you, we got to forgive them. I don't care. It says, forgive that ye may be forgiven. We can't hold any ought or anything in our heart. I thank God today that God did not hold against us our sins, in spite of our sins, in spite of who we are, in spite of what we've done. He still sent his only begotten Son so that we might have life and have it more abundantly. he forgave us, so we must forgive everyone. Forgiveness, my brothers and sisters, is for you. If you're holding something, it's blocking your blessing. Some folks are blocked. Oh, yeah. You cannot hold anything against anyone. And if you still got it, you need to give it to God. Say, God, I need you to help me to get rid of this thing, because I need everything you have for me, because you sent your holy son, Jesus Christ, after 42 generations. You gave us the very best you had. And he said, whatever you stand in need of, call on me, and I'll come to see about you. I promise you today, whatever you need is in Jesus. Just call him. He's still a prayer answering God. He's still a miracle working God. I love that song by Dr. Rance Allen. He's a miracle worker. He's still working miracles. He's still opening the Red Sea. He's still opening blind eyes. He's bigger than cancer. He's bigger than any sickness, because he has all power in heaven and earth in his hands. He said, I go to my Father, and because I go to my Father, today is open for you to come. He's bigger. I've called on him in many situations, and he answered me. And when he answered me, all of my needs were met. And I thank him for being a prayer answering God. And as I prepare to close today, remember that God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. And I want you to remember that when you come into his presence, to come with so much joy and so much gladness, and don't let no doubt, but come in faith, because he teaches us that it's impossible to please God without faith. My brothers and sisters, I want to thank you for having the opportunity to come this morning. And I thank God for Dr. Matthews for this privilege and this opportunity to break the bread of life. And the word I have today is to remember that Jesus is the reason for the season. Share your blessing with someone during this season. And the greatest blessing that you could give them is Jesus. You could share about our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ, and tell them that if you have not accepted them, I wouldn't put today off for tomorrow, for tomorrow might be too late. Come as you are. Tell them that he's the way, he's the truth, he's the life. And in order to live a creative and constructive life, we must go through Jesus. I love you and I praise you, Father, and I want to thank you for this opportunity to bring this word today. I want to thank you for this ministry. I thank you, God, for doing above and beyond what we could ask, think, or even imagine. And God, I praise you. I magnify you. I glorify you. I lift your holy name. I give praises and glory to your name. And I thank you, God, for loving us so much that you gave us the very best you had. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. God bless you, Dr. England. God bless everyone for listening in the chat room from we have Australia. We have military bases on the line as well in the chat room from Afghanistan. And we welcome each and every one of you for listening on this morning. And if anyone would like to make a statement or have a question for Dr. England, you can press 1 and we will bring you in the queue. And while we're waiting on that, Dr. England, if you would like to tell them about your book, God is Able, where they can purchase it. You can give that information if you like, sir.
Yes. God is Able is on Amazon.com. It was a book that we wrote in 2013, and it's dedicated to my mother, father, and my brothers, and my brother who was so close to me that passed away with cancer. And we want to ask you to purchase that book, God is Able. You can go to Amazon.com, or either you can write me at 1912 Tippett Drive, Selma, Alabama, 36701, and we'll put one in the mail. Or you're welcome to call us at 334-421-8742. God is Able, and our main topic is when Daniel, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego went to the fire's furnace, and the next is God still a miracle worker. I believe in miracles today.
Amen. Amen. So if you have any questions for Dr. Ingram or any comments, you can hit 1 and we can bring you in. Also, please keep in mind that if you're in the Chicagoland, the Harvey, Illinois area, you can join the Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministries this morning for their 9:30 Sunday school and 11 o'clock a.m. worship service. Again, that's 231 East 146th Street, where Dr. LaJuan Matthews is the senior pastor. So if we don't have any questions or any comments this morning, Dr. Ingram, we truly appreciate you allowing God to use you to bring the word to us on today. And may each and every one of you have a very blessed holiday season this week. And again, God bless you and enjoy your Sunday. God bless you, and we thank you and we appreciate you, Dr. Ingram.
Sometimes the hardest person for you to forgive is the one you see in the mirror every day. It's time for you to get free. Sing fire.
I decided to stop replaying regrets, and I decided to tell
everything in
my past and fight. Mm. Can I change what I did?
No.
But it didn't change what you gave when you took my place. No more guilt but grace.
Time to let it go.
Held on way too long. Watching reruns of my wrong take the shame away.
No more.
Reliving mistakes you washed away.
So I want you to do what God has already done for you and say,
I forgive thee.
It may have taken a while to get to this point, but
I forgive thee.
If God has forgiven you, why can't you do the same?
I forgive thee.
It's time to stop looking back, so God's purpose can move you forward.
I forgive thee.
You may be saying, James, but you don't know my past. I was wrong.
Yeah, I know it was wrong.
Carry this weight.
Carry this weight for tomorrow.
I want you to get free right now and say,
I forgive thee.
You've been hard on yourself long enough.
I forgive thee.
You've always felt like you weren't good enough, but that's all right.
I forgive thee.
Time to let go of the chain.
I'm ready to go.
The stuff ain't
Maybe you didn't get it right the first time.
I forgive me.
But God has already forgiven you.
I forgive me.
Now it's time for you to forgive yourself.
I forgive me.
Don't let who you were interfere with who God's allowing you to become.
Prophet LaRon Matthews and Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministries would like to thank you for your prayers and support. Prophet Matthews invites you to become a monthly partner to help reach souls of the nations all around the world. As a monthly partner with Prophet LaRon Matthews and Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministries, you will be a vital part of the powerful end-time army that God is raising up to bring salvation, healing, and deliverance to the nations of this world. To help accomplish our God-ordained vision, you can sow your seed at www.WeRestoreYou.org. That's WeRestoreU.org. Or call 708-377-6774. Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministries is a 501c3 tax-exempt ministry. God bless you.